In southern Africa, Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe and opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai signed an agreement yesterday. The bitter foes promised to share power and help their country revive its calamitous economy. The compromise makes Morgan Tsvangirai the country's prime minister. Mugabe remains president and maintains control of the military. A website based in Zimbabwe asked its subscribers to send in text messages with their reactions to the deal. Well, those reactions were blunt. One writer said the agreement was, quote, like mixing fresh and rotten fish. He then added, the country has suffered so long, maybe it'll be better for us. Zimbabweans are also turning to the blogosphere to weigh in on the accord. Here are the words of two bloggers who are based in Zimbabwe. The first one asked to remain anonymous. The second blogger is author Kathy Buckle. Their words about Zimbabwe are read here by members of our staff.
It's like a country in suspended animation. People are almost afraid to hope. There is a lot of skepticism and a strong feeling that the arrangements that have been set up don't make a lot of sense. It seems like there are two parallel cabinets, effectively, each chaired by a different person. And the two leaders don't have much of a relationship. Mugabe prides himself on his education. And also, strangely, for a man that calls himself a black nationalist, he prides himself on his Anglophilia, his cultured and sophisticated Western bearing and elocution. Whereas Tsvangirai is very much a working-class man, a trade unionist, a manual worker. Tsvangirai in government is a completely unknown quantity. No one knows what he's going to be like, not just running the country, but also playing this complicated power-sharing game with Mugabe. People are just so focused on staying alive from day to day that they don't really have a lot of time for political activity. Shops don't have anything in them. The shop I went to yesterday had parsnips, baking powder, and jelly. And that was it.
This is not what Zimbabweans voted for, but it seems we must make the best of it if we are able to save the country from complete ruin. The very people who designed and implemented the 9-year collapse of Zimbabwe will now sit alongside the victims of their ruinous policies. What will be the top of the agenda? Should it be electricity? Supplies are down to 6 or less hours a day in most places. Should it be water? Cholera and other waterborne disease are commonplace. My own favorites would be law and order and accountability. Until Zimbabwe's police stop saying it is political and start arresting people who break the law, regardless of their political affiliations, we can surely not move forward. So too the people who raped, murdered, burned, looted, tortured, stole, and incited others to do likewise. They must be held accountable and punished for their deeds.
Those are the words of two bloggers who are based in Zimbabwe. The first preferred not to be identified. The second blogger is Zimbabwean author Kathy Buckle. You can find the latest on the Zimbabwe power-sharing deal and other Africa coverage at our Africa Almanac page. That's at theworld.org.